Did you?
No.
All right, 340, I'm sorry. How can we do that? 340.
This is the day.
proclaim the glory of God, and all creation is shouting for joy. Come, dance in the forest, come play in the field and sing. Sing to the glory of God.
Praise the Son, the bringer of day, which carries the light of the Lord with his sun rays, the moon and the stars who light up the way unto your throne.
The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and all creation is shouting for joy. Come dance in the forest, come play in the field and sing. Sing to the glory of God.
Praise the wind that blows through the trees, the sea's mighty storms, the gentlest breeze. They go where they delight, they go where they please, please the Lord.
The heavens are telling the glory of God, and all creation is shouting for joy. Come dance in the forest, come play in the field, and sing. Sing to the glory of the Lord.
Praise the rain that waters the fields, and blesses our crops of all the earth fields. From death unto life, from mystery revealed, springs forth in joy.
The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and all creation is shouting for joy. Come, dance in the forest, come play in the field, and sing. Sing to the glory of the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
house of goodness. I invite you to turn your attention inward, to find your anchor, your center, to remember the presence of God, to draw your attention to the presence of God within you and all around you.
Barb's mother is having shoulder replacement surgery tomorrow. She is 86, so that brings extra risk, so I just ask for prayers that everything goes well. June.
I'd like to ask for prayers for my daughter, Connie, who is starting a long battle against cancer. We don't know yet when treatments are going to start. But I especially ask for prayers this week for their daughter Hannah and their granddaughter Amy, who are in flight from Spain.
So could you say that again? Prayers for
Hannah and Amy as they're flying home from Spain.
Prayers for Hannah and Amy as they're flying home from Spain. Thank you.
I have some awesome news. As of Wednesday, I'm cancer free.
Invite us to take a moment of enforced meditation. That's how I do it. I force you to meditate, and you'll like it. Before we pray to God with our words. Pray in silence because nobody needs to tell us how to pray. We know how to pray in our own way. We are all connected to the source of life, to the living God. God shows up in 100 million ways. In our daily lives, God's guiding presence is always urging us forward. And so we can pray. There are words printed that we can share as we feel comfortable, saying, "Thank you, God, that you do not manipulate us like a puppet master who we play things. But that by your grace and wisdom, you give life abundant and free. In your spirit, we live and move and have our being. Over time, you send the spirit by your presence and your love. Implant deep within us the image of your Christ, that we bring forth your wildest dreams for us and for all creation." And in this confidence, then, we can pray as Jesus taught us, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,
thank you. reading today's scripture from the Common English Bible, and we're in Mark chapter 4, verses 26 through 29. Jesus is describing the kingdom of God in ways that people might understand. Then Jesus said, "This is what God's kingdom is like. It's as though someone scatters seed on the ground, then sleeps and wakes night and day. The seed sprouts and grows, but the farmer doesn't know how. The earth produces crops all day by itself. First the stalk, then the head, then the full head of grain. Whenever the crop is ready, the farmer goes out to cut the grain because it's harvest time."
Shout sheep into existence,
bountiful harvest. That's another way of doing this. I love working in the garden. I do not like mowing the lawn, just for the case in point. A life of faith is mysterious and so mundane. We begin a life of faith simply by creating a hospitable environment, ameliorating the soil, for those of you who have done this sort of thing before. Maybe we turn off the TV or the phone, or maybe we clear some clutter out of our house. Or maybe for some of us, it's not so much a work of disengaging, but engaging in a community or activity. This is not a one-time decision. We choose to do this every day. Next, we choose our seed and we plant it. We set our intention. All we need is a small bit, a little mustard seed of willingness and availability to the Spirit. And then we fertilize. You know what fertilizer is, don't you? The real stuff. Our darkness, our failure, our annoying habits, our self-centeredness, our perfectionism. You don't have any of those, do you? No, I do. The manure of our lives cannot be hidden from God. These are the very things that provide nutrients for growth. They make of us rich, humble, human, humus, reminding us all that we are all beginners, that we always have more to learn and more room to grow. Are you an alcoholic with destructive, addictive behavior? Well, I'm becoming a grouchy, bitter old hag who swears too much. Come sit next to me. Next, we water the soil with prayer and worship and study and reflection. For some of us, it is daily praise and prayer, in regular reading of the Bible and attending church. For others of us, it is a quiet cup of coffee, a walking the dogs, or an AA meeting, or a book group, or a silent retreat. And finally, we just pick the weeds. Don't be ashamed that you have them. Just weed them out again and again. Tomorrow and the next day and the day after that. You do your part and God will do hers. And it's good if we help each other to share and to admire the wild roses and the cucumbers. May it be so.
Thank you.
testing our faith, day in and day out. And we can practice our faith, a significant element of our faith, today and right now. I invite you to make a channel in your brain, a channel in your brain from your hand to your wallet, to let the money flow freely, so that you can give and receive and give and receive and give and receive. And give and receive our morning offering today. Jesus. our churches so that we can't shut them. Jesus sticks his foot in the door and doesn't let us shut it. Jesus holds open the door so that all people will come and know that they are loved and be empowered by his grace, his wisdom, his justice, and truth. You are all welcome to come and share today. Even the people who are not here, even the people that we have in the past, and even the people in the future that we will disinvite. Because this is not our invitation to give. God gives the invitation. This is not my table. This is not your table. This is God's table of love and goodness and grace. All people are welcome here, whether you are young or you are old, wherever you are on the spectrum of human existence, whether you are gay or straight or black or white or transgender, you're experiencing new things, or have never tried anything new ever before and you like it that way. You are all welcome to come and to share. So we share, starting off with some words that help center us and ground us in the practice of Holy Communion. We can share them together. There are responsive elements of boldness and not boldness. And you are always, especially in the communion liturgy, you are the bold. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Stay right there.
Almighty God, creator of the universe, ruler of all nations, judge of all, you have placed us, your people, in this land made rich with rivers, forests, mountains, and creatures great and small. Here you set before the founders and pioneers of this nation an opportunity beyond measure to build a realm of grace, justice, peace, and freedom. Here you continue to call your people, freed from the law and baptized into Christ Jesus, to be a sign of your reign in all the world. For such a place, such a vision, and such a calling, we give you thanks, praying that we may ever join afresh the dreams you set before us as we join with your people in every land on earth and with all the company of heaven in your unceasing praise.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Above all, we give you thanks for the gift of your Son Jesus, who sends us into the world to declare the good news of your kingdom to every living creature.
Justice for all people.
Make Christ known to us in the breaking of this bread and the sharing of this cup. Renew us. Make us a community in Jesus Christ, that we may be for the world his body poured out for the world at this time in this nation, and at that great banquet in the fullness of your new creation.
Thank you. your body for this world. Amen. There are announcements that I'd like to share. Tomorrow, the office will open at probably a little later. Beth said maybe 9:45, maybe it'll be open a little later. She's participating in a planning committee to have a peace vigil. I think it will be July 12th. So she's going to be planning the peace vigil, which is amazing that she's participating in this, and she urges everybody to participate. She'll share some more information about a peace vigil July 12th. So don't come to the office early, it won't be open. Immediately after worship today, go get your snacks and then come back and join us here where the couches are in the narthex. Our friend Macy is sharing a presentation of original research. I can't wait to hear more about what she wants to share with us about the Stonewall riots. We are celebrating the 50th year of the Stonewall riots, and Marcy has a lot to teach us. Macy has a lot to teach us. All right, Macy. And I'm leaving I'm going to go to Maryland to check out wedding venues. I'll be gone in Maryland till Wednesday, and then after that I travel to Nashville and will spend the rest of the week at an Earth Keepers conference. I'm an Earth Keeper, which means that I'm a missionary for the planet. And part of our commitment is to participate in the national global gather. So I'll be gone this week. Nothing is allowed to happen while I'm away. Nothing fun is allowed to happen while I'm away. Pastor Cynthia is on call for me. She's at the Hillside United Methodist Church. If something happens and you need pastoral care and attention, please let Beth in the office know. Also, share and lean on one another while I'm away if there's anything that you need. Are there other announcements for the good of the order today? I invite us to join to sing our closing hymn, A Place at the Table. We'll sing verses 1, 2, 3, and 5. 1, 2, 3, and 5. And I want you to rise as you are able in body and spirit.
Thank you.
for transformation. You have within you all that God can give to make this world a space where love is the law. And we are people who are becoming more and more like Christ. Go in peace. Go in peace to love and serve God.